Right, good afternoon, everybody. I think we'll make a start. I'm conscious that this is the first meeting we've had for many months, and as you all know, this is because we've been waiting for the Glasgow assessment, and hopefully most of you, if not all of you, received my email last night just to explain where we are. Obviously, the office has only received this information just before Christmas. I saw it about 2 weeks ago. The rest of the councillors saw it on Monday evening. So you're seeing it as soon as you possibly can. So it's pre-publication. We're conscious of the tight timescales. The local plan is going to be going through Cabinet and Council 30th of January. What we're all wrestling with is on one hand the lack of time, consideration time, but also knowing that in the background there are already applications waiting, which will come through anyway, and therefore we need to sort of consider whether we have any control over some of those applications or not, and what comes with them, where they go. So that's the context. We're pretty much as constrained as you are in terms of having the time to consider things fully. So it's weighing those two things up. Today, you see, you've got a copy of the agenda. There's a lot of information to get through. We want you all to understand the transport assessment and what this means, what the different modelling can mean for hailing, and I'll leave it obviously to the experts to go through that. But before we start, firstly, I think perhaps we'll get everybody to introduce themselves again, just so we know who everybody is. So if we could go around the room.
I'm Lizzie Scott, from Hayley, Westminster. Rosie Rhodes, Hayley East.
Joe Thomas, Hayley West.
Robert Woodward, I'm Hayley Island Residents Association.
Ray Rousel, Hayley resident, and it's become such an issue, these sorts of things, that I also represent the Institute of Transport Administration.
John Perry, Hayley resident.
Anne Griffiths, Langston Residents Association.
David Pattenden, Langston Residents Association.
Anne Skeleton, Hayley Island Residents Association.
Rosie Law, Hayley resident, Southwest Hayley.
Peter Oliver, Langston.
Glutz Crontrill, County Councillor.
Will Forrest, Southwest Hayley.
Mike Owens.
Dave Parent, Saber Ryan Ongood.
Leo Turner, Hayley East Councillor.
Michael Wilson, Hayley West Councillor.
David Hayward, Planning Policy Manager.
Nick Rogers, Hamborough Council.
Stuart Wood, Civil Engineering Manager.
Simon Jenkins, Director of Regeneration of Place, Haven Borough.
Chris Daniard from Cavalry.
Steve Mountain, County Council.
Louise Berridge, Haven Council.
Chris Ernst, Isle of Planning, Hampshire County Council.
Chris Sharp, Sistra.
Thank you. And do we have any apologies?
Yes, Elaine Kilby, Robert Davidson, Councillor Satchwell, and Councillor Hart.
Also, can you add to that Richard Coates? Apologies.
Now. Yes. Yes. Representative from Hampshire, whose name has escaped me already, sorry, is here as an observer only today. Now, before we go any further, I know that Dave has a point of order to make, but we've got quite a lot to get through. I know everybody's going to have their own points of view and will want to speak, but I do want to try and keep this in an orderly fashion. So if all the questions come through me as the chair, please, and I'll take you in order. I'll try and be as fair as I can and pick everybody up, but otherwise we'll end up with a free-for-all. So we'll start with the point of order, but even with the point of order, I'd rather if there are any questions, it comes through the chair. Thank you. Right.
Thank you, Chair. The point of order is in two parts and relates to the non-aligned members here, i.e. not the officers or the HBC members. The reason for that is that half of the people in this room are already aware of what the housing requirements on Hayling are. The non-aligned do not. The first point of order is the A3023 modelling is now complete, as is the infrastructure statement. However, this was done without any participation from this committee. Although constant requests have been made for involvement and assurances to that effect have been given, nothing took place. In consequence, we request that the following wording is included in the documented evaluation. This assessment was undertaken and completed without the involvement or concurrence of the Hayling Island Infrastructure Advisory Committee. I have the wording here that we would recommend is included. Secondly, this evaluation process has been running for over 750 days. I'll say that again, 750 days. And only now, following completion, is it to be the subject of a two-hour presentation to achieve some kind of instant closure with this committee, who were intended to be part of the process throughout. This is unreasonable and impossible. The HBC response that there was insufficient time is noted, but it must be recognised that the overriding responsibility of this group is to the residents and to do a professional job to the best of their ability in their interest. Our request is that all of the relevant documents are posted to the members to facilitate study and evaluation, as this was proposed and agreed in this committee 2 years ago, and that this meeting is rescheduled after the time period agreed. Therefore, we will respectfully take no further part in today's proceedings. We will leave quietly and look forward to the rescheduled meeting. Thank you.